We're almost there. No, I don't mean primary election day. I mean Texas Independence Day on Friday, the 2nd of March. Be sure you have your Texas flag ready to fly Friday and enter my Texas Independence Day flag flying contest. See past winners and more info at prideontexas.com. Tuesday is primary election day, and it falls on March 6th, the anniversary of the fall of the Alamo. Will it also be the fall of Florida-reared George P. Bush and the mess he's made of Alamo and the management of our general land office? P. Bush has, of late, had his general incompetence at executive management at the GLO detailed in several major Texas newspapers, but those papers don't actually reach that many Republican primary voters, so will it matter? P. continues to trade on the family name and has seen no slowdown in his massive fundraising, so the questions become, how many actual Republican primary voters are aware of Bush's apostasy on trying to turn the Alamo into a politically correct tourist attraction that will not offend those who perceive themselves as being on the losing side of the Texas Revolution? How many actual voters will be aware of P. Bush's cover-up of his own agency's internal audit, which condemns his convoluted financial and management schema for the Alamo project? How many primary voters know of the plethora of management failures and questionable practices that are tied to P as land commissioner? One thing's certain, if GOP voters are aware of these things, the Bush name will still be tough to beat, but doing so begins with your vote for someone else. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.